Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. How are y'all doing? I pray nothing but blessings upon your life, yet let me share with you what I just said. I said I pray nothing but blessings upon your life. Do you know that the beautiful part about being blessed is you can get blessed, and in such a blessing, you can have a very hard time so that you can learn about how beautiful it is to be blessed and learn about the experience at the same time. Do you know how beautiful it is to have a God that allows you to have what is called, what I call, hands-on experience on how to be a disciple so that you can be a part of helping to disciple people so they can see how beautiful it is to be a more than a conqueror in everything they do? It is so wonderful that literally I almost missed that blessing. I got to tell you, I was literally going through some things that would cause me to say, I must not be blessed. Father God, you have won the battle. You've done some amazing things. But it seemed like your blessing has been cut off when it got to the end, or what I call to the end, when in fact it was just the beginning. It was a part of life, patience. I gotta say that patience, that we should let patience have its perfect work. And when we allow ourselves to do that, you begin to mature on a level that's amazing. Do you know that having patience actually is one of the greatest aspects of life? Because when you have patience, doesn't matter how hard things get, doesn't matter what happens in life, something beautiful happens. You begin to deal with whatever it is with a different light. You begin to allow the goodness of God to work through you with a perfection that is just beyond recognition. And I am so happy that God has taught me that, because you know what? Not having patience actually stops your blessing of whatever it is that you are experiencing. But that's not what I came on to tell you. That one is free. That's on our Father. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ have just gave you something free. And the Holy Spirit wanted me to let you know about the beauty of liberty so that you can enjoy life wholeheartedly. Yet what I came on here to tell you is this here. I remember my mother said to me, you are just like your father. I got to be honest with you, I did not like that. Because when I heard about how my father had left us, how he had, his mother hid him in a large suitcase because he didn't want to go to the service, and how the reason why he left my mother was because his mother was extremely rich. And she told him that if you marry that American woman, see, my father was West Indian, if you marry that American woman, you can do so, but you'll be cut out of my will. And he would not do it because of the fact that he didn't know whether or not if he would amount out to much of anything. Those are the words that he actually told me many, many years ago. And I was so upset. Because I come to understand that if you have a child, even if you and the woman is not going to be together, your responsibility to that child should be. Even if you don't know how to be a father, at least learn how to be a friend. Even if you don't have money, at least come by and let that child know that you, in being a friend, will help that child in any way that you possibly can. It can be just doing the homework. Whatever it is, be that which causes the child to have a form of security. Because when you abandon a child, it causes insecurities in many ways. I didn't come on to tell you that neither. But what I did come on to tell you is this here. When you allow yourself the ability to be like your Heavenly Father, oh, what a wonderful surprise it is. How amazing you begin to grow. What happens to you is beyond measure. I have to tell you, it is just fantastic. I mean, just beyond, I told the Father today, I don't ever want to act like a mere human being again. And the reason why is because it's the difference between being a king and being a peasant. When we allow ourselves to be like that of a peasant, we are going for the lowest things that we possibly can find. But when we allow ourselves to be a king, even though the lowest things we can possibly find could be all around us, we choose to allow ourselves the ability to say, I'm above that. My Father is above that. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is above that. Holy Spirit, lead me so that I can be above that. Because I represent a Father that's beyond measure. I represent a wonderful brother, my Lord and Savior, who's beyond measure. So Holy Spirit, use me. I will humble myself unto you so that I can be above the thing that caused me to look like a peasant. I don't want to be that. I want to enjoy the greatness of kingship to the degree that it causes me to just simply smile all day long because I have allowed myself to go through the thing that whatever life had to bring, so that in my doing so, to represent Jesus in every shape, fashion, or form by that of the Holy Spirit. You know, I would suggest this to everybody, and I mean everybody. Do yourself a favor and read the Bible each and every day. Wherever you open it, doesn't matter. Do yourself a favor and read the Bible every day. Right now, I ask you to do me a favor, and let's go to the book of James. James is one of my favorite books, and literally, I need to be in James every day. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to make it my business to master the entire James. So what I mean by that, I'm going to be able to quote James verbatim from the beginning to the end. And the reason for that is because of the fact that James, who is actually the half-brother of Jesus, whew, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that half-brother of Jesus, can you imagine Jesus happened to have been your brother? Half-brother or otherwise your brother? Every morning with the Lord, you was watching the Lord be holy every morning. He played differently. Everything about him was just about his Father's business. Can you imagine that? when James finally got to that point in life that he looked and said, my brother, Jesus, I can imagine that he just wept like a baby and thought about all the times that he played with him and, oh, man, my God. Actually, do me a favor. We're talking about blessings, right? Here we go. And we're going to start at 12. One, starting at 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. The reason why I love that so much is because of the fact that he put at the end, blessed are those. let's stop there, but let's go now go to the far end. He put at the end, for those who love him. And the reason why he did that is because whatever you grab for first, whatever it is you're asking to deal with first, meaning whatever it is that you're saying is more important to you to handle whatever it is that which you love. You may not even have a agape love. You may not, as a matter of fact, you can have an ill-fated love. You can hate the fact that you hate, but because you allow yourself to grab hate first, which you grab first is that which you love first. Because that which you grab first is that which you depended on first. When you allow yourself to grab on fear, that which you that which you hold on first, is that which you allowed yourself to love first. I hate you, hate. I hate you, fear. I can't stand your pride, but I got to depend on you first because I put you before God. Because if I literally depended on God first, then I would bear the futation of what God is about. I would reveal the futation of what God is about. So our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, being who he is, being who he is, literally being so wonderful, he talked about that. Let's go to John. Let's go hang out in John right now. That who we represent is that who we love. And I'm going to call all of it who. And the reason why is because each one is a spirit. Every last one is a spirit, whether it's hate, pride, arrogance, whether it is sexual immorality, it doesn't matter. Whatever you depend on is a person. The spirit of fear. Check that out. As a matter of fact, before we even go there, let's go over and hang out with 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. Praise the Lord. Jesus is just so good to us. Literally. I told somebody, as a matter of fact, that I'm ashamed of how I allow myself to depend on some stuff. Oof. Because Jesus is too good to me. You hear what I'm saying? I should be representing him at each and every moment of my life because he is too good. God is too good to me, and he's so good to us until he let us have the Holy Spirit. Check this out. But now there's other spirits, see, right now. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. There's a spirit of fear, just like there's a spirit of love, just like there's a spirit of power, and just like there's a spirit of a sound mind. Check that out. See, you can carry fruit from whatever level you want. But one of them makes it to where either you're going to be showing that you love to be a peasant or allowing yourself to be a king. And the only way that you can be a king, now let's go back to John. The only way you can be a king, let's follow this. We're in John 15, all right? Check this out. You know what? When my mother told me I was like my father, she said to me, and I mean this with all of who I am, she said to me that your father was able to talk to a girl and be with that girl intimately, and it would take him about 7 to 10 minutes. I hated that thought so badly until I did everything in the complete opposite of that. I would run. Not that I had to run so much because like I got it going on, because that's just not me. But the beautiful part is I disliked the thought that I was like this man without having to be around this man. It goes to show that you literally take on the inheritance of your parents. Even people of generations that you never met in your life met. Because sin passes from generation to generation and it gets more powerful as it comes along. But now, let's look at what God said. Well, you know what? He's asking me to take you somewhere else first. Yeah, I'm like, excuse me. You got to excuse me. He's asking me to take you somewhere else. Let's go to 1 John 1:9. Let's see where God wants us to go. I'm sure most of us even know this spot. We know this spot. We know it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I got to excuse me. He's talking to me. 1 John 1:9. I'm so excited I can't even find it. I gotcha. Here we go, baby. Here we go. God is just so good to us, man. God is so good. Okay, here we go. Let me put on my second eyes because I want to make sure I read it correctly. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you go to 51, you don't have to go there now, but if you go to Psalms 51 and 5, you'll see that David said, the moment that I was conceived, I was a sinner, and I was brought up in iniquity. You see, even though my father was not around me, there's some things about him that I inherited that most certainly disturbed me. Some things even to this day. And I'm climbing the 60. And he has long been gone. Isn't that amazing? But because of us having such a sovereign God, having this God who's full of grace, he said that if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of the sin, not just to forgive you, but to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. That's everything that has to do with anybody in any shape, fashion, or form that when, as you were growing up, that they compiled on you, the sin that became natural to you, that you would just do because you do. See, if I wanted to, I only had to slightly perfect the things that had to do with my father. To me, my father was a peasant.
See, because he had to have all of these different women in order for him to have the understanding that I am some kind of a man. I can't say a man, but some kind of a man. He drew pride off of the things that he did that causes him to feel like he was a conqueror. You see, some of us have this thing about us being more than conquerors when we're depending on our own stuff. As opposed to, now we're going to Gospel of John. We're going back there again. Now, Father, don't send me anywhere else. We're going to finally hit this point that God wants me to share with you. Here we go. Jesus is talking, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Here we go. Let's go to 2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Okay. I'm going to tell you something that my mama used to do with me personally. I don't know what she did with my brothers and mothers and my sisters, but what she used to do to me is she used to sit me down literally and tell me about my father so that I can have a full understanding as to who this man is, because she did not want me to be living with any type of insecurities. So she would share with me the things that she saw in me that represented him, and she would prune those things that was negative and cut off those things that was giving it to you wrong. She would prune the things that was positive, and she would cut off the things that were negative. She would softly share things with me to the point to where she knew that I did not want them. I'm so serious about that. She would be so cool about sharing God till literally I didn't even know that she was. I was shocked when I finally came to Christ, and I mean this with all the real. It's like God flooded me with everything that my mother had ever done to me. I cried like a baby because I couldn't believe this woman represented God in every shape, fashion, or form, to the point that she didn't have to even mention his name. What a mighty woman this woman was. And that's why I talk about her to this day, because she literally represented Christ. Regardless to what was going on, regardless to how bad things got, and trust me when I say God, things got so bad about my mother until her whole appearance changed because she was beaten so badly. But that's not even sad. I got to be honest with you, it wasn't even sad no longer as I think about it now. And the reason why is because she showed a strength that let it be known that she understood what it is like to be a queen, regardless of how bad it was. Didn't matter. She would not allow herself to go to peasantry, such as, I'm going to think negative about you. I'm going to scheme to hurt you. I'm going to take from you. Since you're doing this, I'm going to do that. Since you ain't being a man, I'm going to go to a man. She refused to do such things. She allowed herself to say, hey, look, I'm a queen. And it doesn't matter what you do to the body. You can't have my soul. Man, what an amazing concept. And here Jesus right now is saying that his Father prunes that which is not bearing, prunes that which is bearing fruit and cut off that which is not. He's letting us know that he's no different than us. I'm going to share with you. Let's finish it off so you can see what I'm talking about. Thank you, Father God. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, I had to take a breather for that one. Now he's saying, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Oh, now, let's not get this wrong. You can bear some fruit, but not holy fruit. You can bear some mess, but you'll never be able to bear the very best. So you can bear some things, As a matter of fact, I'm going to take things in which you can bear. Let's go over to Galatians. We're going to start at 5 and 19. You can bear some things. You can reveal some things that is not good for you. And that's I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what God is talking about. Here we go. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, rivalries, and the likes of which I told you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. We will, however, inherit the things of man, because that's what represents this. Literally represent nobody that but man, has nothing to do with God. Yet when we allow ourselves to abide in Jesus and he abide in us, we're talking about a whole different fruit, baby. We're talking about the very best. We're talking about something that is so succulent until when you go to bite into it, like biting into a papaya, baby, what happens to you, you see the juice running all down you. Ooh, Father God, we're talking about that good stuff. That very best stuff. Okay, check this out. Let's go back to John. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a my apology. He is cast and is withered, and they gathered up and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it will be for you. By my Father. Now this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So you'll be my disciples, so that you can be my brother. I'll be your Lord and Savior, Jesus. I'll be your Lord and Savior, the Christ, the Messiah, if you just abide in me. I love you, brothers and sisters. I love you. God bless you. Talk with you soon. Take care.